Well, a new novel is touted as, quote, a wickedly funny eco-thriller dramatizing the deadly seriousness of global warming, unquote. It's entitled Sally St. John's. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I am an unabashed fan of author Denise Heinze, not only because she's a great writer, but I'm very proud to say she also happens to be my sister. Denise, what a blast to have you on the program.
Well, it's an honor to be on your show.
Let's get right to Sally St. John's. I know it just came out. Give us an elevator speech. Why should my listeners read Sally St. John's?
Well, number one, it's characterized as wickedly funny. I hope my readers find that that's the case or else I'm in trouble. I wanted to write a novel about the environment, and I wanted to do it in a way that was satirical because I thought that might be a better way to deliver a message, so to speak. And I think anybody who's concerned about the environment, but who also likes to laugh and who enjoys a good novel, will enjoy reading it.
You know, maybe because some of the things that are happening now, maybe we have to chuckle a little bit in order to get through what we have to get through with respect to what's going on in Washington and environmental funding.
When you are faced with such dire consequences, sometimes you have two options. One is to be totally despairing, and you'll see that in a lot of the post-apocalyptic literature. Or it can get so bad, your only alternative is to laugh. And sometimes in that moment of laughter, there's an awareness and a relief that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, there's no better time that I can recall in recent memory when a little laughter, therapeutic laughter, would come in handy. Why did you decide, I mean, you sort of alluded to it, but why did you decide, you've written a lot of fiction, you've written some poems, a lot of short stories, other novels. Why climate change and global warming?
Well, that's a good question. The short answer is I really don't know. There is a longer answer, but the creative process is so mysterious that sometimes you just can't explain it. But I think that actually goes back to my childhood, our childhood, and we were raised in the country on 6+ acres. We were surrounded by farms, but we weren't on a farm. But our daily lives involved an intimate relationship with nature. I mean, we didn't have an alarm clock. We had cows and roosters and birds. And I mean, I spent more time in trees than I did malls. And I was always running around in the woods and or next door grandma's garden, helping her dig in the soil. And I think that that has become essentially part of my DNA. And as I've gone on in life, I realize how much I've missed that experience. And in face of the consequences of global warming and climate change, I'm wondering whether the next generation will have the opportunity to experience nature like I did. So I was in a position of asking myself, what could I do? And I'm not an environmentalist. I'm not an activist. I'm not a politician. And I'm certainly no scientist. I have no scientific background. But I'm a writer, and I can write. And so I wrote this novel.
Let's give our listeners a little bit of a teaser, like you have on your website. You have had some excerpts on there. But a little bit about the plot, to just give folks a flavor of the novel.
The novel is based on this woman's experience who was born and raised in Armada, Michigan, on a farm. And she has some career opportunities in her life that are truly unconventional. At one point, she plays for the Women's Professional Basketball League, and she finds herself at another point in her life as a madam for a group of prostitutes in inner Detroit. And then eventually, she realizes in her early 40s that she wants to start an energy company, and with the sole purpose of finding any and all alternative energies that might alleviate global warming. So on the verge of her greatest discovery, she's arrested in all places, Ames, Iowa, is suspected of being a terrorist named Switchgrass, whose purpose is to get control of all the energy resources in the country and sort of dominate the power grid, so to speak. So she is in the position of having to do, she's got her hands full. She's got to save the world and clear her name at the same time, because if this terrorist Switchgrass is not brought to justice and the real Switchgrass isn't found, he or she has threatened to detonate nuclear plants around the country. And to aid her in this endeavor, there are a cast of characters. One is a curmudgeonly gumshoe named Withers, and another is her 80-year-old Austrian born lawyer, Olga, and her assistant, a young idealistic lawyer named Bud, who is taking on his first client in Sally. And then my favorite character, Marty, her mother, who, though she's aging and has health issues, takes it upon herself to exonerate her daughter.
So all of these characters, and I take it with a good deal of comic relief in the dialogue as this apocalyptic tale unfolds.
Yeah, it's a sort of a frolicking caper, and it's episodic. It goes from one adventure to the next, and until it reaches the climax at the end, of course. But in addition to the sort of thriller aspect of the novel and the overarching theme of global warming, I also take on a number of other topics that are near and dear to me, and including race relations, women's rights, aging. So I incorporate all of that into this sort of farcical setting that also is dealing with all of these very important critical aspects of the human experience.
Well, that's and you know, you mentioned literature. I've neglected to mention that you have a doctorate in English from Duke, and that you have taught at Western Carolina University, and you've also taught at North Carolina State University. So you certainly know the power of literature and fiction in general to, as Faulkner said, you know, to reveal the great verities of the human heart.
Yeah, and I'm lucky to be able to express myself in this venue because, as I said, I'm not any of those other types of professionals who can address issues of global warming. I'm a writer. And I combine that with the experience of growing up in the countryside where we actually lived on property that that allowed us to experience all the different aspects of the living world, including fruit trees. Our property was part of an orchard originally. And so we could actually graze on pears and blackberries and cherries and grapes. And then critters were all around, sometimes inside the house. So I can bring that experience to the fore through my writing in hopes that that will make an impact on what happens in terms of climate change.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, Denise. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your website, Denise Heinze, Heinze.com. But tell our listeners how they can get the book.
You can go to booklocker.com, and it's available in paperback and as an ebook.
And again, through your website as well, DeniseHeinze.com, people can go there, and they can also be exposed to some of the other things that you've done.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure. Yeah, the more readers of the different things I've written, the better.
Congratulations on the new novel, Denise. Myself and the whole family, very proud of you. And the fact that you're doing it on such important salient issues of our time makes it all the better. I've read excerpts, as you know, but I'm going to be, right after this interview, go online and grab the book.
Oh, fantastic. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my work.
Okay, well, you take care. Good luck with the book, and we'll be in touch.
All right.
I'm talking with Denise Heinze. She is the author of Sally St. John's, a new novel that involves eco-terrorism, climate change, and is touted as a wickedly funny eco-thriller.